Coach, how would you describe your road trip overall?
Started against a very good team. San Diego is a big, playing well defensively kind of team that struggled between the pipes early on in the season, so it was kind of tricky because you're playing against a team that is lower in the standing, but it's a very, it's a pretty good team. So it was first two games were pretty tough. You know, we got to keep in mind the lineup that we have is different. We're trying to bring players up from the East Coast and then playing away that is our way. And so it was an interesting first part, because then you play in Bakersfield, and we've played a solid game in Bakersfield. And then the first game against Tucson, well, the game we've played in Tucson, we've played well enough to win the game. So we felt pretty good. We felt we got better and better as the trip went on. So overall, what we've seen is we faced a good team in the first part. Then we regrouped, played a really solid game in Bakersfield, and played good enough 5-on-5 in Tucson to win the game. But we lost the game on special teams. So overall, it was a good road trip as far as the team growing and learning the game in a different way, which is on the road.
What can you tell us about Scott Kosmacek? I saw him got hit awkwardly behind the net on Friday night, and he wasn't in the lineup for Saturday when you guys put out the lineup. Is he injured?
Yes. He tried to. He was ready to go. And when we play a player in the lineup, it's because he's good to go. But then things didn't go well. It's a lower body, and the smart decision for us was to rest him and not play him the last game. But it's he was good to go until he wasn't.
What can you say about getting a contribution from someone like Darren Kramer, scored his first goal? You know, he said, we were talking to him earlier, he said he didn't score his first goal last year until January. So when you're getting contributions from players like that?
Well, he's doing a lot of good things. He's, you know, he's paying a lot of paying attention to what we need to do as a team. He's driving the net. He's playing a simple game, and that fits exactly what we're trying to do here, playing a simple and fast game. But he's, I mean, on that goal, he scored. Jimmy Lodge is driving the net, and he was at the right time at the right place. So it's really happy for him. When you do the right things over and over and again, at some point it's going to pay off. And for him to produce offensively is obviously a bonus, but I'm happy for him because it's well-deserved.
What's it like as a coach when you have the call-ups and the injuries that you have to be able to dip into the East Coast League and bring up a player like DeSalvo, who seems to do nothing but produce at an AHL level? And I guess part B of that question is, how is a player like DeSalvo playing in the East Coast League? Why isn't he sort of sticking at a higher level from what you've seen of him?
Well, it's all about opportunities. You know, sometimes it doesn't start with or the way you wanted to. I'm sure his plan was to play in the American League to start the season, but it didn't work his way, and then the credit should go to him. He worked hard and played well in the East Coast. I don't know exactly how he was playing in the East Coast, but I know he was playing well enough for him, for us to consider calling him back up. And he's played some games here last year, so we know a little bit about him. He did what was expected from him, which is to create offense, yes, but to move his feet, be on the puck, and for him to understand the system, because it's a little bit different here, that quick was, it's a big bonus for him. So we started to play him not only on the power play, but also on the penalty kill and the 5-on-5. So he's been playing really well, and we're really excited to have him right now.
Start to his season, kind of mirrored the team. You guys got off to a good start as well. He seems to have hit maybe a bit of a wall in terms of point production, but as a coach, what are you seeing from him, and what are you telling him to sort of get?
Yeah, no, he's not hitting any walls. If you're looking at the points, maybe, but he's improving. The little things, the details of the game, stop and start, and being on the right side of the puck when there's a battle, reading the game. Obviously, he's gifted offensively, but his reads, becoming a pro, getting ready for games, he's improving. Every game he gets better. You look at his game, and he's touching the puck every shift, or pretty much every shift. He's involved in the game. He's where he should be at most of the time. And so I see a big improvement. Like week to week, this kid is becoming a very good hockey. He's a good player, but he's becoming a very good pro. So it's quite interesting to see him grow.
What do you like about the way Eric Comrie has played for you so far this season?
I like his work ethic. I think he's very skilled as a goaltender. The way he reads the game and his ability to move as quick as he does is quite impressive. So, and he practices hard. It's all based out of work ethic, and he's approaching the game right. He's preparing himself properly and with the skills that he has as a goalie to move and cover the lower part of the ice is quite amazing. He's improving his skills too around the net. He's helping us breaking out the puck. His rebound control is really good. He's an aggressive goalie when he needs to. He's pretty calm, so he's confident about his potential. So there's a lot of good things about Eric Comrie.